This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the Saturday edition of the show as we're on day number one of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the third Texas Bitcoin Conference. We've had the pleasure of being here for all three of them. And Mark has now been replaced by Ernie Hancock. Hey, Ernie.
Hello.
From Declare Your Independence over at freedomsphoenix.com, where you can go and get more of Ernie and all kinds of cool liberty-related and cryptocurrency-related news. Always great to see you, dude. Thanks for sitting in with us here. You actually wanted to invite Paul Pui from Airbits on the show with us.
Or yeah, Paul, help me out. Is it Pui or Pui or what?
It's Pui.
It's Pui.
Yeah,
I'm
Paul
so Pui.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
You should have corrected me 3 years ago or whenever the heck we first
yeah,
met.
Yeah, I know.
Paul
Pui. I get the same thing.
I've heard 100 different ways of saying it.
To find out that's not it.
Paul Pui is
Paul Wright
is here, and he's actually really good on that mic.
I just got to go Madonna style. I'm just Paul.
Okay, Paul.
He's actually really good on that mic. I had to turn him down.
All right.
This is
what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk to Ian, but he's doing the show. I wanted to talk to Paul, and it's the same thing. So if we do the show, then I get a twofer.
All right, so here we are. What do you want to talk about?
All right, this is the deal. One, Paul has a new wallet coming out called Edge, as in Mark, and he's
named after Mark, of course. He's just been such a big inspiration
for us. Are you not with Airbits anymore?
So Airbits is actually now Edge.
Oh.
The company is Edge. We're launching today. We're announcing a new product, Edge Wallet.
Really?
It's our multi-token, multi-currency wallet focused around our Edge security platform. It's using the same platform to secure keys that we put in our partner applications like Augur and Wings and Open Ledger. So it's using that exact same platform. It's plug-in based, so we can add more blockchains in the future. We're talking to Anthem Blanchard about kind of the gold tokens, being able to add that as well. So it's modular. It's the future of Airbits, and we decided to take the product and name the company after this new product, Edge Wallet. Mm-hmm. So now our company is Edge. The new product is Edge Wallet. Airbits will continue to exist as a wallet.
As a Bitcoin-only?
As a Bitcoin-only wallet in the App Store. For those that really need that support for multiple currencies, this is going to be the product for them. It'll also have, right off the bat, by default, support for SegWit. It'll be only SegWit wallet for Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Okay.
And it'll be more easily, it's a lot easier for us to support forks in chains, so like the Bitcoin Cash will be supported, and 2X versus Core will be easily supported. It'll be in people's hands about this week in beta.
So all of this fork thing, you got it covered?
We got it mostly covered. Obviously, there's some things that are protocol technical level that are out of our hands, but we'll in Edge be able to do probably the best that any wallet could do in handling the fork, so to our own limitations from the protocol that we can't fix.
So is Edge still going to have like all the cool features from Airbits, like with the Bluetooth and like Airbits?
Eventually, yes. So when we first go into production and beta, it won't have all the features, which is why Airbits will continue to exist.
I see.
And then we'll be slowly migrating all those features, like the plugins, the Gladera, the Bitty, being able to export your transactions, you know, the CSV export, things like that.
Well,
the Bluetooth and NFC now that Apple finally added NFC support for developers, we'll be able to do NFC on Apple. So all those things will get ported over. But we want to deliver kind of the key thing that people need today, which is a good, easy-to-use multi-currency wallet.
Now, if you're doing all that Wii, and you're doing all this stuff, that means Wii's getting bigger, man.
Getting bigger, yeah. Our office is kind of hitting a bit of its limit right over there in San Diego. We're hosting the meetup, and the meetup is hitting our limit for the office size, too. I mean, we've got 1,600 people showing up.
That's
kind
awesome.
Of on a monthly basis. But, yeah, no, things are definitely growing. Our team has grown. Whoever's here in Austin right now, feel free to meet a good chunk of our team, about 80-90% of them are here today.
So Airbits has always been one of the easiest to use. It's been
Grandma just button.
Yeah, it's been one of the wallets that I've always recommended for people who are new. They want to get into Bitcoin, but they don't want anything too complicated. It's easy. Mm-hmm. There's a username and password. Mm-hmm. There's a way to recover your password, which a lot of wallets don't have it. If you don't know your password,
data, there's just almost no option.
It's gone. So you know, helping people with that is very, very good, and you guys have been good about that. You said this new Edge wallet is coming out this week, so even though you're launching today, it's not yet out.
Yeah, we're announcing today. This is a great venue for announcing it, letting people know, showing the banners, the branding, the product, being able to talk to you guys about it. We would miss the opportunity to be able to do that here, you know, Free Talk Live. But being able to put it in people's hands, we've got about just a few. We wish we could do it today, but we want to do it right. So a few more days before it's stable enough for at least a beta.
What are we going to see with the launch? What cryptos is it going to
allow? Good question. So on launch, it'll support Bitcoin with SegWit, Litecoin with SegWit, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and 2 to 3 ERC20 tokens, Wings, Augur, and Matrix, which are our three partners. And later we'll be able to add more arbitrarily other tokens as well, and we have Dash support being developed today.
Okay,
but
cool.
not at the beta launch. Maybe by production launch it would be available.
But is there a limit? You're not going to include certain ones for certain reasons, or it's like everybody?
As far as blockchains, there'd be a limit because it grows the application significantly to support a bunch of blockchains because code has to go in. For tokens, which are a lot easier, we want to make sure that it's an easy user interface. You're not scrolling for hundreds of pages for every single damn token for ones you want. So the native supported tokens will be our partners. The ones that have partnered with Erebus to use Erebus's Edge Security SDK in their app, they'll have kind of what we call Tier 1 support. They'll be right there, add token, they're right in front of you. Others will be added via, you add the parameters of that token, which are kind of not the grandma adjust button. They're the contract address and amount of coins and whatnot. But similar to if everyone's used My Ether Wallet, when you add tokens, you have to kind of add the parameters, which are not so friendly.
Yeah, not very
friendly.
We'll
definitely put some tokens there by default easily. We can update that on the server. You don't even have to download a new app if you want to add another token for easy support. So we want to add all of them.
Here's another cool idea. I just spent $80 to get a ledger thing over here because finally this weekend, Derek and Davi are coming to Arizona and help me get all my strung all over the internet of my different ones I get on, trying, and doing, and whatever. I gotta get Learnified on this.
So what you're telling me, literally,
I did an Airbits transaction with Joseph Wong over here, and I go, I did the transaction with him, walked upstairs to get a tea, and then there's Paul saying, why'd you do that? I already got him. We're just doing Edge.
Well, we're not launched yet.
You were this late.
Yeah, I know, it was late. Well, guess what? Hopefully there's someone else that's going to be like, oh, you're just on time. But no, today, we're announcing it today. We should go into beta this week for iOS, maybe a week after for Android. And production, when we actually feel comfortable saying, hey, go ahead and put your actual real funds on there. We don't have an exact timeline for that. We're hoping it's not too soon after that. We get a good amount of testing.
I had Tone Vase was staying at my home last week. He was around hanging. He goes, ask Paul. He goes, find out when Airbits is finally going to do SegWit, whichever one it is.
Yeah, he's a core shill and whatnot. So he's like, yeah, these guys can't do anything wrong, and they do the SegWit, so therefore it's got to be awesome, and so far you got to support. And we do. We've supported the concept of SegWit since day one. We had one of their core developers give a talk and presentation at our office about SegWit. We had our own core, our own main developer, William, who you know, give a presentation to our staff about SegWit. So
Tone should just take a Quaalude and sit in the corner for a little while?
Hey, go try out Edge. Hey, Tone, we'll send you a copy of Edge. Right. Give it a try. Realize it is beta, so it'll have some glitches. Don't put all your Bitcoin on it and whatnot, but you can send transactions. Save that money because, it's so expensive without SegWit. Yes, it is cheaper with SegWit, no question about it. It is a bit cheaper with SegWit. So that's actually going to be the default in Edge. You will only have SegWit wallets on Edge. That's all that people are going to be using. You can see by the address is different. And we actually support SegWit to the level that most wallets don't support it, with a native new format address that we don't use only because no other wallet can read it.
Wow.
But we support it natively inside. We could flip that switch at any point in time and say, hey, here's the new address format.
Tell me about the speed, because we used to have an official wallet on Free Talk Live. We decided we didn't want to do that anymore, and we kind of broke up with Jax because it was just there were too many complaints coming in about bugs with the program, and it was like we can't have our name associated with problems.
Right.
And one of the problems I always had with that wallet was it took forever to open it, and their claim was that it had something to do with all the different wallets. Is adding different wallets, is that going to slow down Edge? Is that going to be a factor, or am I going to be able to open it up within 3 seconds and be able to,
today, the current beta is not well optimized at all. There's a lot of things that we can do to optimize, and so it won't load super fast. It depends on how many wallets you have.
Yep.
If you've got, 10, 20 wallets, it could take a little while. If you've got one or two, it usually loads within about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So within what we call reason. But definitely having a lot more code in the app could make it take longer.
Slow it down.
We've got some sharper engineers. We already know how to speed it up. It's just a matter of what do we do first. We want stability first.
Yep.
Let's get stable first. Let's get the main feature sets in there first. And then we know where we can optimize. And ask any of our guys about performance optimizations. I come from NVIDIA where that's all that mattered was speed.
Sure.
And so I know I can make this thing fast. it's just a matter of time and when do we focus on that. So I'm not going to knock any other wallets for what you know was slow or fast or what worked and what didn't, because this
until
is a hard
kick their ass,
this is a hard problem. I admit building a good solid wallet is a hard problem to solve, especially
sure.
if you're client side. If you're a Coinbase, you do everything on a server, really just buy faster servers. You're not really giving the power to the people. You're not giving the code into their hands.
Hold that thought. Paul Play is with us here. You got more, right, Ernie? Hang on, Ernie. Oh, hang on.
Ernie always has more.
Hang on. It's Free Talk Live. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PDE stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the Canyon View Event Center. We'll be here throughout the weekend. It's a sellout event. So if you didn't make it this year, well, You ought to get in those tickets early next time, presuming there is a next time. And there will be. If this is a sellout, there's going to be a next time. Paul Poy is with us from what used to be known as Airbits, will be soon known as Edge.
It's known today as Edge, yes. Edgesecure.co. You can go to the website.
Yeah, mark that
Edgesecure.co.
.co, was it? Correct.
Okay, good to know. And coming soon in beta for both Android and iOS. It's
exactly.
Exciting. Multi-cryptocurrency wallet. Ernest Hancock also here with me. I'm Ian Freeman here with Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can go to Ernie's site, freedomsphoenix.com. You want to do reveal something or ask something? I'm not sure what you had in mind here. Now's the time.
I don't have to do it twice. You know, I wanted Ian and Paul to have this conversation, and then, okay, we can make it part of the show. This is I'm here to promote PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Right.
We have a bunch of shirts over there, and
this is your airship plot.
Yeah, right? It's a. You know,
I love the shirts.
There's sell out and there's free out. So I'm giving away the shirts, and they're about half of them are gone.
Wow.
All the women's one went really quick. And I'm getting stuff to Paul, and then he'll get some. And the whole point is PiratesWithoutBorders.com is the promotion of decentralization of everything. At the top is communication. Well, cryptos go into communication because it communicates prices, of course. So I'm going, all right. Well, we had the first letter of Mark, which is, you know, Captain Mark, as in Mark and Reprisal, M-A-R-Q-U-E, and Reprisal's like his Trinity sidekick, the Neo kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a lot of fun with this, doing a lot of art, got a lot of great shirts, a lot of great concepts. But the first letter of Captain Mark was a declaration of, you know, and we're gone. Now, the second letter of Captain Mark focused on cryptos. What is pirate money? So to me, it is all the promises that everybody made for the past 7-8 years. And, you know, it's anonymous. It's fast. It's cheap. It's, you know, it's this, it's that. So I'm going, and these keep dropping. They're not as anonymous. It's not as cheap. It's not as fast. It's not, I'm like, where is my pirate money? I need some pirate money. So, like, Tony will go, well, what do you want to do? Be able to buy bubble gum? You damn Skippy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I need some pirate money, man.
We were just here.
It looks like we'll need multiple coins to do all of those three now.
It shouldn't be that way.
So we're setting the standard. Now, the thing that is, other thing in communication is if you're a pirate ship, you know, I'm the government lighthouse looking out over the ocean or the bay or whatever, and I see pirate ship over there and another pirate ship over there, and they're signaling between each other, a little lamp thing or something like that. I may not, with encryption like Signal or something, I may not know what they're saying, but I know who the hell they're talking to. And that's like 85% of what I don't want them to know. So when I had Brian Sovereign on from Sovereign Tech, you know, months ago, he go, oh, yeah, you know, WhatsApp is, you know, is bad because it's like Facebook, you know, and so on. So I'm going, all right, well, the Whisper stuff behind it, we'll come to find out. Hell, that was like the man was funding and all that kind of crap back in the day anyway.
Yeah, there's a guy here who says Signal's bad, so we're
exactly.
going to talk to him today.
I knew it was bad the second I downloaded it because the first thing it did was send to everybody that I was on Signal, and I get all these text messages, hey, Ernie, glad you're on Signal. I go, oh, well, that's private, okay? I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? I want privacy in who I'm communicating with. So the guy you're talking about, Elijah over at Demon Saw, he's been 4 years at DEF CON going ahead and explaining
that's a hacker conference.
Yeah, hacker conference in Las Vegas.
Huge.
He's been explaining that this is available, that you can strip off the metadata to where, and then we had Zencash right in front of us right here. They came on my show a couple of weeks ago. At the very end of an hour show, all of a sudden they're going, oh, yeah, and by the way, in the message text of we do a crypto and it sends and it's private. And I'm going, whoa, you need to lead off with this stuff. So I talked to Derek, and we have been talking about creating devices. Does it have to be our Arduino or Raspberry so it doesn't have memory for a bunch of RAM operating system to man take? We're really focusing on, can I send 140 characters or whatever from my device to someone else to be able to read it, and they don't know where it came from or who got it? Well, now I'm finding out using crypto that this is possible, and in fact, Demon Saw already has it for freaking 4 years. And I'm going, I need some pirate communication. This is the main, and I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to make a big freaking deal out of this. So that's why I wanted to tell Paul and Ian is I'm going, look, there is pirate communication that is capable, I'm told now, we're going to be doing more shows on this, that is what I have been screaming about for years. Come to find out, it's there, and in the message fields, if you're doing, like, even in Bitcoin, there's some little message field or something in there, right? Mm-hmm. You strip off the, which they stripped off a bunch of stuff for a segregated witness, you know, so you can strip off where it came from or who it went to. Mm-hmm. If I can send information to someone and only they can open it up, I know their privacy address, it's encrypted, and it's not Signal. Signal is a big, giant ripoff, psyop, screw you.
This is the first time I've heard this.
No, just because it's... Well, they say, oh, well, they can't see the... One, you're assuming that that's true, that they can't read the encrypted message. But
yeah, unless you can read the code yourself, you have to take somebody's word for it, right?
Right.
And most of us can't.
And there's some private
stuff in it. You might be able to, but Paul may be able to read the code.
No. The second that it showed that who it was sent from and to... That's
definitely you can encrypt messages pretty easily. You can verify that with open source code. It is very hard to build a platform that allows you to also encrypt who you're sending from and to.
Why is this not a requirement? I mean, Paul, would you think that that would be like an important thing, right?
So Bitmessage was one of the first attempts at doing that.
Yeah,
so the challenge with Bitmessage was if you can't tell who you're sending to, even though you encrypt the message, you don't know who you're sending to. How do they even get it? How do they know that it's for them? So that inherently is the problem. So what Bitmessage did is it kind of like Bitcoin. It took every message and it broadcast it out to everybody.
Right.
And everybody sees every single message and has to decrypt it to see if it's theirs. That's expensive.
That sounds processing
But that's effectively
intensive.
What it takes to have a fully, fully private message go from one place to another is everyone sees every single message and you decrypt everything, or at least a portion of it, to determine if it's for you. And if it's for you, then you've picked it up. So therefore, you can't look at any IP traffic and go, oh, you just sent a packet of I don't know what, but I know it came from you, and I know it went to you. That you can't do in this system, but you incur that cost. That cost of, well, oh my God, I got to look at everything. And so that's been the primary reason why people have been focusing on encrypting the message, but not the channel, not knowing who it came from and who it came it went to, but at least encrypting the message, because you got to take
least.
A baby step.
That'll mean nothing to me.
Well, you look at this way. Well, the fallback, because remember, the grandma adjust button is important, because if you don't give them the grandma adjust button, and the grandma adjust button exists in apps like Signal and WhatsApp, if you don't give them that, they just fall back to Facebook Messenger,
sure, and that's
and fall
terrible.
Back to Telegram, and right. blah, which are terrible. So my point is, I'd rather get that than nothing. I'd rather have my message
but
encrypted.
But I don't want to be BS'd. See, this is
oh,
exactly
yes,
what
yes.
happened. This is why I'm going, I even use the word liars, on the Bitcoin thing.
I don't think you ever said that.
They'll come out and they'll say, it's anonymous, it's fast, it's cheap, it's this, it's that, and then it's not.
Well,
and you
Signal,
get a lot
never
of people,
said it's not.
It's just like Signal.
It's
well,
encrypted.
Then later,
oh,
yeah, right. I got shows, man. You can hit the Bitcoin category on my radio show, and all the boys coming in telling me how anonymous it was. Now, well, it's pseudo-anonymous. So then I got to look up pseudo, which means not. I would just say not, you know. So it can be. So my thing is that Signal is going. Oh, it's encrypted end to end. They're just tricking people into thinking that what they're communicating is secret. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
We're
going
to talk to the Demon Saw guy. We're going to talk to the Demon Saw guy. We'll see what he has to say. We're short on time, Ernie. We got to get somebody else.
No, this
in
is
here.
Good. This is good.
I'm going to boot you out.
We're beating in real close on. We got pirate communication. Boom, and we'll be pimping it.
Paul Pway, one more time. The Edge website.
EdgeSecure.co.
Check it out.
Coming on, as always.
Sign up for the beta. We'll get it in people's hands this week. We'll look forward to seeing it.
Yep.
And more coming up here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Check out Ernie, his show, Declare Your Independence, over at freedomsphoenix.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is day one of two, and if you don't have your tickets already, sorry, it's a sold-out event. Major success. Really excited to be here with all the Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency fanatics out there, and I want to introduce our next guest, Joseph Wang, the CEO and founder of the Crypto Hardware Wallet Superstore. Joseph, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Joseph Wang, CryptoHWWallet.com.
What a pleasure to have you here. And you had told me off the air that you are the big distributor. So you're not the manufacturer of hardware wallets, but you get, you know, purchase product from the manufacturers and then you handle distribution. Is that what you do?
Yes. As far as I was told by Ledger and Trezor were their largest resellers in the world.
Wow.
And also we are a manufacturer for the leather cases for these wallets.
Okay.
So we don't manufacture the wallets themselves, but we manufacture the leather cases for these wallets. These are custom made.
Where are you all based out of?
Southern California, in Irvindale.
Okay. Is that where the manufacturing happens, or is it...
The manufacturing is happening overseas in China.
In China.
Which right. I'm visiting. We have a huge amount of leather cases being produced for the Christmas. I'm visiting the factory in the next 2 weeks.
Let's talk about what a hardware wallet is. We're doing this isn't a cryptocurrency show, but we certainly are talking a lot about it this weekend because we're here. and we're big fans of crypto, and we do get into these subjects, but our listeners are, a lot of them, brand new. They might have just turned on the radio right now, and they're hearing us talking about hardware wallets, and like, huh? What does that mean? Well, we're talking about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. These are world-changing financial technologies, and you really need to check out Bitcoin.com if you haven't yet to learn about what Bitcoin is. But if you have Bitcoin or you want to get Bitcoin, you have to have a wallet in which to hold sort of that Bitcoin. You're basically holding the private keys, but that's another discussion. You have to have a wallet for that Bitcoin. And the traditional method is to install something on your phone or on your computer through, you know, a piece of software that you would download. You don't offer that. You have a hardware wallet. Why is that important? Why should our listener out there consider getting a hard... Now, you have different ones, but why should someone just generally consider getting a hardware wallet?
Yes, you got everything correct. Bitcoin is booming. The price of Bitcoin close to $6,000.
Yeah,
it passed over $6,000 a while ago. Yes, to get involved with cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, the most important thing for anyone to get in to know at the beginning is security.
Right.
You have to have the necessary tool to hold your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency securely, because these are prone to hackers to steal your Bitcoins, because Bitcoins do not recognize any owners. They only recognize the private keys. It's like a password to unlock the Bitcoin.
Right. Whoever holds the private key gets access to it.
And
I remember we learned this the hard way. My cousin Mark and I, we've been doing this for a long time, talking about Bitcoin since 2011. And I remember back a long time ago, there was some website that would hold your Bitcoin for you. And we thought, oh, great, let's put some Bitcoin. Well, we lost 40-something Bitcoin back then because they stole, whoever was running that website, stole the Bitcoin. And so sometimes you learn these things the hard way, but if you're paying attention, you can learn from our mistakes and then, you know, get a hardware wallet, because that provides an extra level of security that you just can't get, right, on a software wallet.
Yes, basically that mistake, almost every Bitcoiners at some point will encounter. I also have lost Bitcoin. That's why I came to this hardware wallet business.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you will see more and more exchanges getting hacked. They're losing customers' tokens, Bitcoins.
That happened in
the past. It will happen in the future. There's no way to stop that. This is also why you want to have a solid hardware wallet, which is a better or one of the best ways to secure your Bitcoins. Not only you retain 100% of the control, but you have one of the most secure way to keep your Bitcoins safe or your other cryptocurrency safe. And by doing so, basically it's a piece of software combining the hardware technology so that when you are signing the transactions at the end, you have to do a physical click on the hardware itself before it can be signed, it can be sent. Rather than if someone get control of your computer or your phone without you do any actual press, they could just take your key and then steal your coins. But this, you physically have to press that button. Say, I'm sending X amount of Bitcoin to X which address. That's what's making it different. There is this really secure chip. We call it a microcontroller unit. That stores the private key securely, even though you're using a computer that's virus infected.
Right.
That's what's making it safe. Yes.
So obviously you don't want to have viruses, but if you did, you're saying
there's no problem.
This hardware wallet up to it and it can't be infected.
Because the information doesn't outflow to the system.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done internally in the hardware wallet when you sign a transaction.
Now, I actually just got, this year, I got a Trezor, which is one of the bigger brands, as I understand it, in the hardware wallet business.
One of the first ones.
And so I'm just kind of getting into it. I put some of some Bitcoin on. I put a little bit of Ether and Dash. So it actually holds different cryptocurrencies, and I presume that's pretty standard across the different ones. How many different hardware wallets do you guys stock over at CryptoHWWallet.com.
Yes, currently there are four brands that are Bitcoin.org certified. We only resell these wallets because we feel comfortable with these experts endorsing these brands.
So somebody went in and audited their code. Is that what happened from Bitcoin.org?
All the hardware wallets have open source firmware.
Okay.
Yes, that has to be.
Yeah.
And then all the experts will look at it. They can look into it. Everybody can dissect the code and make sure it's safe and sound. There's no backdoor, none of that stuff.
Right.
Because otherwise, it could be a bad actor and then steal your Bitcoins. So we currently carry four brands that are Trezor from Czech Republic, we have Ledger from France, Digital Bitbox from Switzerland, and also Kiki, that's in the USA. currently acquired by ShipShip.io.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'd heard that news.
Yes, which KeepKey has a function, it has an internal token exchange function that the other wallets don't have. So if you have Bitcoin, you can just automatically turn the key and say, oh, I want to change to some Dash.
Shapeshift. For listeners that don't know, Shapeshift.io, great website that is, you don't need an account for. You can just take your Bitcoin and turn it into Ether, or take your Dash and turn it into, you know, whatever.
The limitation is just a smaller amount every time. There is a limitation. Versus the exchanges, you have a greater flexibility in terms of bigger amount of purchasing.
So, I mean, is there a best hardware wallet? I mean, you obviously know these things pretty intimately. Is there one that you would say rises and shines above the others?
When you say that, it only it's in terms of preference, usability for the user.
Yeah.
What's the best is whatever that user prefers. To me, they're all 100% secure. None of them has ever been hacked in the history for all the past few years. So they're all safe and sound. Some will have more functions in terms of carrying more cryptocurrencies. Some will have less. And then they have different user interface. Some has a battery that has a touch screen. Some only use straight bus power, which is the USB power. Most of them use
bus power. Meaning they only turn on when you plug it in.
Yes. So they all have different uses, different support, different currencies. So in terms of best, it's really up to the user's preference.
Now, I haven't been to CryptoHWWallet.com, but I do see that you have them here with you at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, so you're selling them here. Do you do direct-to-consumer sales, or are you only generally selling, you know, wholesale batches to retail stores?
We do all of them.
I wanted to go and just buy a wallet, yeah, I could go to CryptoHWWallet.com and do that.
Yes, you can. Okay. You can purchase as a retail customer. We're also looking for... You can buy in large bulk, enterprise, big companies that buy hundreds. We actually just helped the company organize a nice gift event. They asked for 250 pieces, giving to, a bunch of VIPs.
Mm-hmm.
So we customized those packages too, because for them, they didn't have enough time to acquire from Trezor directly.
Right.
So we have enough inventory to cover them. But of course, we also look for resellers for our own brand of items, which are the leather cases.
The cases, right.
Looking for resellers across the globe. Yes.
Cool, man. I love it. I think it's definitely, and they're affordable. They're not much more than what, $100. I mean, generally.
Yes, they're around $100. Some as low
80.
As $18 for a Bitcoin only. That's a Ledger HW1.
Wow, that is cheap.
It's only a fraction, a very small fraction of a Bitcoin.
Right.
It's really worth investment.
Very small cost for the protection that you can get from this device.
Exactly.
Joseph Wang, CEO and founder of Crypto Hardware Wallet Superstore at CryptoHWWallet.com. I'm actually thinking about picking up another Trezor just since you're here. I mean,
I'll be happy to.
Not a bad thing to have a second one around.
Oh,
right?
You should have a second one. In case the first one fails or lost, you should have the second one as a backup so you can use it anytime.
We'll talk later.
Thanks,
Joseph.
Thank you very much.
Yep, more Free Talk Live coming up from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, the third Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's at the Canyon View Event Center, beautiful location, great crowd so far here. We're on day number one of two, and I've been talking with all kinds of cryptocurrency friends and people that we've never met before. Deanna is with us here, Deanna Bailey from Nexus Earth, and Mark is sitting with me now again. Ian,
there
Mark
I am.
Here. In the studio. Deanna, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
So, what is Nexus? I'm new to this. Is it a cryptocurrency? What is it?
Yeah, well, Nexus is a lot of different things, but we'll start with the cryptocurrency since that seems to be the easiest for people to grasp. So Nexus, instead of running off of the typical Bitcoin protocol, the creative Nexus actually sat back and found all the imperfections and listened to the things that people didn't like about Bitcoin. And then he went back and completely rewrote the blockchain. So it's a different cryptographically written blockchain cryptocurrency.
So it's not one that's based on Bitcoin, because most of them are kind of copies and modifications of Bitcoin. You're saying it was written from the ground up, or mostly from the ground up?
Yeah, so if you look, like, Bitcoin's, you know, the, we'll say, like, a in the basement, and then everybody started building floors off of Bitcoin, and Nexus recognized that you could only, you know, you could only build off of something that wasn't perfect for so long.
Sure.
So they went underneath and, like, leveled the ground and completely rebuilt the foundation of it.
How long has it been around for?
3 years.
Okay. All right. What else is special about Nexus? Because there's a zillion, you know, cryptocurrencies out there.
Yeah. Okay. So Nexus is written off of a 1024 bit hash versus Bitcoin's 256 bit hash.
That means it's more secure.
It is more secure. Okay. It is also written off of prime number clusters. So mathematically, I can tell you it's more secure because it's harder to find those prime number clusters, and that also makes it quantum resistant.
So,
I know.
So what resistant?
Quantum resistant, because quantum computing can issue with Bitcoin.
Because quantum computing could crack Bitcoin's security, right?
Right.
In theory, it could. At this point, we haven't got to that future, but I was just going to sort of think, you know, Bitcoin hasn't been hacked. You know, it's like saying that, you know, that's our building's better because of, instead of 1,000 locks on it, that has 3,000 locks. I mean, I guess, you know, since the buildings have never been broken into, I was just kind of wondering. But certainly, quantum computing does present a unknown quantity for Bitcoin in the future.
Yeah, that is that. Well, and Intel just came out with the quantum computing, right? It just came out. There's something that
it
they
exists.
Released. Yeah,
really?
It's there.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean,
it's there.
A broken SHA 256 hashing, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, so if 256, imagine with a 1024. You're like,
right.
We're going to kill it. So if you go to the NexusEarth.com, the white paper, we actually explain in the theories mathematically why Colin did what he did, and theoretically, it is a theory, I can't say, that's why we say it's quantum resistant,
mm-hmm.
But we'll show you the mathematics behind it to support the theory that it is quantum resistant.
Okay, and what else does it do?
So we mine differently. So instead of rewards off of block size, we reward miners off of weight of truth. So the more honest you are, the faster, the longer, the more you get minted. If you're off or if there's an error, it actually brings you back down.
Mm.
So the miners are rewarded to be honest for a longer period of time.
And to be accurate.
And because we don't go off a block size, we can handle microtransactions, which puts us at 80 to 90 transactions per second. Bam.
Nice.
You love that, huh? I just saw
that's
your
incredible.
Face.
80 to 90.
Yeah.
That's compared to Bitcoin's one transaction per 10 minutes.
Right.
Approximately.
It's a little slow.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
And so is this your first Bitcoin conference in Texas? Have you been to these before?
It is. Actually, my first conference ever was in Aspen. Did you guys didn't make it out there for
that? We didn't make it to that one. We advertised it, but we didn't go.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Did you hear everybody?
It was
so good. We had a blast. So
yeah.
That was my first one, and this is my second one. This is the first one I've spoken at, though, and I love it. This is a great community. It's very welcoming.
So I know NXS has some plans to put satellites in the around the earth,
yeah.
And decentralize the internet.
Oh,
what is this, and how does the coin
that sounds
relate?
Like a big concept.
It is. Everybody loves it. They're like, tell us about the satellites.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Colin Cantrell is the son of Jim Cantrell, right? Jim Cantrell
Should
started.
I know these people? I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to break it down.
Okay, great.
I'm going to break it down. So Jim Cantrell started SpaceX with Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right? Elon Musk invented Tesla.
That name
right.
I know.
That yeah. Jim hides under the radar. Thank God.
SpaceX, we know.
Yeah.
We know
okay.
SpaceX. Yeah.
So Jim broke off of SpaceX and made a private missile company named Vector.
Okay.
Nexus is a stakeholder in Vector. And next year, the plan is to launch our own CubeSats into space. And we've already started a mesh network so that when it happens, we're going to be ready to roll.
So a mesh network is essentially a way mm-hmm. to diversify the internet or some network. I mean, you know,
yes.
Calling the internet a network is certainly true. But to decentralize some network and make it so that it is more resilient against attack. Right.
That's
now,
true.
The internet it could be argued is just a bunch of, like, a few different locations around the world where giant computers create the internet for people.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the way we look at it is rather than giving the government and the people the technology, the control to say what we can and can't see or what we can and can't do,
mm-hmm.
we want to take that power back and give it to the people and say we all deserve the same information. We all deserve to have access to the same things, and it shouldn't matter where you are or what you're doing. We all deserve it, right? It's almost like freedom. Like everybody should have internet.
I don't believe in deserve, but I believe you deserve what the consequences are of your actions.
Sure.
However, I will say that the person who can provide the internet to the probably 2/3 of unserviced people in the world has a gigantic marketplace open
huge.
To them that the rest of the world does not.
Listen,
so they deserve a lot of money.
There you go. I like that deserve. That
right.
was a good one.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Like Elon Musk money.
I know, it's so good.
So what is once you provide the internet via CubeSats to the unserviced masses, what are we expecting from that? What are the hopes, the dreams?
Well, I think it's honestly, let's take it and my dreams, the community, is we want to level the playing ground between that top 40 and the bottom 60, right?
Okay.
So the top 40, there was a billionaire that just came out. He put out an article earlier this week that said the gap between the top 40 and the bottom 60 since the 80s has multiplied 10 times.
Okay.
That's a big gap, and it's just going to continue to grow. So why not get rid of that? Why not take that power out of their hands and level the playing ground? And if we can develop an alternative currency, which we have, that is resilient, resilient and strong and fast and capable, right? That's one portion of it. And then you decentralize the internet and give everybody the capability to have access to this. Now people who can't use banking or don't have banking, or like the construction industry where the immigrants come over and they work and then they have to pay all the fees and the check, and we're going to fix all that and we're going to make it easy. You have money, you want to give me money? I'll give you money, and then the internet's not going to get in our way from making it happen.
What are fees like with NXS, and what is there a way to keep those down in the future? Look at what happened with Bitcoin. It's been fees have been as high as $10 a transaction.
Yeah, we don't do transaction fees. So there's the miner's fee, obviously, so that they can get their mint and their reward, but we have zero transaction fees.
Is the amount of currency then capped at some point, or is it just expand infinitum so that miners can continue to get paid on transactions into the future?
Well, we have 52 million coins in circulation at this time.
Okay.
The cap is 78 million. Okay. I don't know the exact rate of when that's supposed to happen, but it is programmed to stay consistent with the rate of inflation of gold. So at 3%, right, is the way it'll continue to grow until we hit that cap of 78 million.
So at some point or another, you're going to hit that cap. And how do these, I guess... I'll continue on with that question. So sorry,
it's so exciting, isn't it?
Maybe there was some confusion earlier. My understanding is Bitcoin doesn't have transaction fees either. It's the mining fees that people are getting hit with on the Bitcoin network. That's what's gone up. That's the when you pay a fee on a transaction, that is the mining fee with Bitcoin.
Okay.
So I don't want there to be any confusion here. You're saying there are mining fees. That's the fee that you're going to have to keep paying, even though the all of the Nexus or whatever would be mined, the miners still need to secure the network. So the miners are still there doing their mining thing, even though they're not mining anything. Then at that point, all they're getting is the mining fees rather than getting the new Nexus.
So what is the mining fee on a transaction?
Well, so because we use less energy, it's a lot more minimal than it is for Bitcoin. Okay. So, I mean, it just depends on, you know, what...
How do you use less energy?
That's a Colin question.
Okay.
He's the complete, this is a lot of technology to kind of take in at once.
So is it that you have, you use regular sort of CPU computers to mine? Is there green energy behind it? I'm just trying to be clear.
Well, so at the moment, it's normal CPUs, but it's in the works to kind of transition that into smaller, more portable devices. So that's a lot easier to use.
All right, so do you guys have a mobile wallet?
We are working on it right now. It should come out by the end of the year. That's our Trinium update.
So right now there's just a wallet for a desktop computer?
At the moment,
that's all
yes.
there is.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Where does one go? Is it available on exchanges to trade?
Yep, it's at Bittrex. You can find us on Bittrex right now.
Okay.
And then if you go to the NexusEarth.com website, we're actually we're working very quickly to extend these partnerships. So you can go on there and see who we're keeping up with and who we're joining with.
Donna from Nexus Earth, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more from the Texas Bitcoin Conference tomorrow.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. That's infidelbodyarmor.com.